Hey, how's everybody feeling after we lost that hour of sleep on Saturday night? It's a little groggy. Well, this week is National Sleep Awareness Week. Joining us right now from driversed.com is Laura Adams. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a week that, because it is National Sleep Awareness Week, we tend to put the emphasis on drowsy driving. And it's a big problem in this country, isn't it?
It really is. I think it's more of an issue than many would realize. Unfortunately, it accounts for about 1,500 deaths per year and at least 100,000 crashes. And I think that's probably conservative, too, because it's pretty hard to detect. Unless a police officer asks you if you were asleep and you admit to being asleep, it can be difficult to detect that that was the cause of a crash.
Yeah, and as far as attitudes are concerned, I mean, a generation ago, you could kind of wink and snicker a little bit about drinking and driving, and, you know, people would tend to let it go. Not so anymore, but drowsy driving, I mean, doing anything drowsy, I think it's almost like a badge of honor for people to say, well, I barely got any sleep, I work so hard, and I drive to work half asleep. And you know, while some people might think that that's a good thing, it's really not, is it?
No, it isn't. And so we need to be cautious about what the signs are and be, as you say, taking them more seriously. You know, if you're yawning constantly, you have an inability to keep your eyes open, you're feeling your head literally nodding up and down, even just being unaware of the last few minutes or the last few miles that you drove, that could be a sign that you are getting too drowsy. You might end up close to nearby cars, even missing signs or turns. So be aware that all of these could mean that you're feeling drowsy and you really just need to pull off the road. Now, if this is something that's happening to you constantly and is kind of a very frequent issue, it could be a medical problem. So probably making an appointment to see your doctor, talking about medication. You might have an untreated sleep disorder. So there could be some underlying medical issues if this is something that's happening to you, you know, more frequently or more on a long-term basis.
It's a good point, because I think people that have sleep issues, especially if they sleep alone, they don't necessarily know that they have sleep issues. They think that they're getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep at night, when in fact it's really 6 to 8 hours of tossing and turning.
That's right. So, you know, it's going to be different for all of us. Some people truly are okay to get a few hours of sleep a night, but for most of us, we need at least 7 hours. And for many of us, it's even 8 or 9, you know, in some cases. So you really do have to know yourself. And I think just trying to get better sleep is a great goal for all of us. For many people, it takes a while to wind down at night. So if you can just begin that process, let's say 30 minutes earlier, and trying to get into a habit of not watching your screens, not looking at TV, really trying to just mentally wind down, that is a good way to begin the evening. Maybe even eating a little bit earlier at night. For some people, eating late can also be a problem for staying asleep.
What about for folks that are just trying to adjust to daylight saving time? Maybe this is going to be kind of a rough week for them.
Yeah, it is for many people. So I would say, again, just trying to get a little bit more sleep, starting a little bit earlier, trying to be a little bit more just conscious about how you're sleeping. Blackout drapes are a good way to make sure that you don't have any light coming into your room. Many people may have some outdoor light coming in that could be affecting them. Thinking about ways and routines to just wind down. Maybe it's taking a hot shower a couple hours before you go to sleep. You know, just again, not watching TV, trying to really wind it down. So that would be a good thing I would recommend for folks this week. And of course, it's good to do all year round, but this week particularly, be conscious of how you're feeling when you're driving.
Good advice indeed. And just one more note on drowsy driving. If somebody is in that situation where they are driving, they feel like they, you know, just really can't seem to keep the eyes open, what advice do you have? Obviously, you know, pull over, right?
Yeah, so find a safe place. Don't just pull over on the shoulder of a highway, because if it's a busy road, that could actually be quite dangerous. So finding a safe area, a rest area, ideally, maybe it's a parking lot in at a store or shopping mall, somewhere where you're away from traffic and you're safe, and just close your eyes and let your body get the sleep that it's telling you that it needs. You might use caffeine for a short-term boost, but you don't want to depend on that over the long term. So maybe even it's calling for an Uber or a Lyft to come pick you up to get you to a destination if you truly are too tired to get where you're going, or a friend or family member may be able to help you if you're local.
All right. Good advice. Laura, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.